The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome,
ladies. Brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Caribbean Gas, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Bike and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, the Tourism Development Corporation, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are the same, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So let me give you the lay of the land today. I have an absolutely open show today. I want to thank so many of you who come to me and who see me and you comment on the show. You indicate the degree to which you are being informed by the show. Who don't agree with me, thank you. But you still, you know, acknowledge that, that there's information shared. And I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for giving us some feedback on the impact the show is having on you. And we'll continue to try to have an impact. What is happening with you in your understanding and appreciation of the issues that arise from time to time. So this is a completely open show. I do have some comments I want to make, but I mean, like, if you have any questions or comments you want to make on anything, we're not fixed on any particular subject today. I think we are due for an open show. Any questions, you know, I have spent some time in the government and I try to use that knowledge to help. So maybe there's some things you wanted to find out about, to know about, to ask about. If I'm able to, I'm happy to try and help you today with any such query. But I do have some comments today about some things I heard. I heard a news report this morning, and the news report was talking about the fact that the opposition, who's the head of the PAC, chair of the Public Accounts Committee, is trying to get public accounts hearings televised because he thinks that the public should be able to have access to those hearings. The story indicated that he's seeking to do this, notwithstanding, and he wanted to raise and promised to raise a matter related to the, is it the Bahamas Games or something? And this is what the story said. The story said that the Speaker of the House ordered that the PAC could not take up matters that were dealt with last term. And I was like, wait a minute. Did I hear that correctly? So I called a colleague and I asked, did the speaker say that the PAC couldn't take up a matter that was dealt with or a matter that came about last term? And they said, well, that's what she said. I was watching a comedian recently, and the comedians went back in the day, when you used to take films, you would take a week or so to get your film back. I don't know, some of y'all too young to remember that, but those of us who are old enough, we remember that. And then when the 1 hour photo came up, remember when the 1 hour photo came up? They used to say, like, you can get 1 hour. And I was like, that's crazy talk. Well, that's what reminds me of, that's crazy talk, that the speaker ordered the PAC not to take up matters that were dealt with last term. That nonsense talk. Generalize. I mean, you can take up any matter you want to on a committee. Any matter. Show me a rule that says, oh, because the matter was dealt with last term, you can't take it up this term. Now, you can't introduce it as a continuing matter. You have to introduce it as a new matter. But take up any matter you want. Governance is continuous. If the PAC wanted to look into financial fiscal affairs of the Bahamas government 10 years ago relative to today, it could do it. Now, whether it could find the records, whether it could get any information, that's a different story. But you cannot take up a matter that came about last term. That's nonsense talk. It's crazy talk. And I'm sure the Free National Movement will not be listening to that. I'm sure they can't. The members of the Free National Movement on the Public Accounts Committee will not be and could not be listening to that. Now, the speaker may get to determine whether you will have a matter, the PAC meetings televised. That's a different story, right? Mr. Mitchell, the chairman of the PLP, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Mitchell said, that the PLP should resist at every turn any effort to televise the Public Accounts Committee stuff, because the FNM is the purveyors. They are the purveyors of rumors and gossip and untested, unverified stuff, and that they are nasty and blah. You'll have to excuse me, man. I'm just tickled pink in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But this, I don't know when. Did this happen? First of all, right? To have such a strong protestation against televised proceedings of Parliament, even at the committee level, is absolutely frightening. What? This is public. This is public business. This is public affairs. This is the governance of the country. When it goes on the Public Affairs Committee, makes a rumor, you just bring the evidence and tell them it is a lie. Let me show you. Here are the facts. And guess who gets shamed? FNM. You mean to tell me that that there is a perception on the part of the chairman of the PLP, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, a member of the cabinet of the Bahamas, that they cannot resist
any lies or rumors or misrepresentations by the PLP, and they just won the general election for the second term, notwithstanding all the things that they were accused of by the FNL? Really? Not the public of the Bahamas. Be aided by seeing their parliamentarians addressing matters and doing so with great skill. We want to know why you all spend $20,000 on this, that, and the next. Let me explain, sir. We did so toward this end, toward that end, and this is the product. There you go. But resist it, and the PLP must resist it. Resist it. How the PLP resist it? The request was made to the press speaker. The speaker, we all know the speaker was appointed by a majority members of the Progressive Liberal Party. And why are you appealing to the PLP to resist it? That sounds something, man. Really? And let me say, the FNM, as the majority part, as a proper public accounts committee, it should be judicious in its efforts. It should not seek to put ahead of itself political point making. It should seek to make inquiries into legitimate concerns of the public accounts. It should. I could give it 10 questions that could readily and reasonably be matters of inquiry for the Public Accounts Committee, and none of them necessarily had to arise last term. Right? So it should use it professionally. It should use it judiciously. But the government shouldn't be scared of the Public Accounts Committee being televised. That's awful. I'm glad the Prime Minister never said that. I don't know what his feelings are, but I'm glad he did not say what his chairman said, the leader of the PLP and the Prime Minister of Bahamas. I am happy he did not say such a thing. I'm happy that the Minister of Finance has not said such a thing. That's crazy talk, man. Crazy talk. We really... No, seriously, folks, be vigilant. Watch and observe. You can't really do anything about it, but watch and observe, because at the end of the day, what might happen is you might actually get to see. Don't say don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in these partisan crap. Don't get caught up in these petty nonsense. You can have strong FNMs who can just be about the FNM business, and strong BLPs who can just be about the PLP business, and strong COIs who can just be about the COI business. You can have that. There's nothing you can do about that. That's going to happen. But be watchful, be mindful, be thoughtful, because what could happen is you get to observe, you know what? Now that's what good governance looks like right there. Now that's nonsense right there. And it gives you the opportunity to weigh more effectively when you have choices to make. That's what it does. It helps you to say, bro, I heard you last time. Sis, I heard you last time, you know. I observed and watched you last time. I saw you do this, I saw you do that. I heard you say this, that, the next thing. Great, wonderful. I support much of what you did and said. Bro, sis, love you, like you, but I don't like you how you govern. See, this is the thing people don't realize, you know. I could like you as a person. I could like you. I could think you're a very affable person. I could think you're a very decent person. But if you're governing crap, crappy, what you want me to do? Oh boy, this Texas, good afternoon. It's always a pleasure listening to you. Yesterday, your colleague had a provocative guest, Richard Johnson, discussing Grand Bahama's economy, the Port Authority, and issues affecting Grand Bahama. If you listened, do you have an opinion or a response? I did not listen to him, so I didn't listen to the show, so I don't really know what he says. If there's any particular thing that maybe came up, you can let me know. We're going to take our first break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back. Open show today. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been can't down the same this road.
For fast, reliable, and instant, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the NASA building, telephone 302-2361.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. We have an open line today. You can raise any issue you wish, any call you wish. Don't call this show talking nonsense. You know, some people call this show, they want to say whatever they have to say, whether they say it well or don't say it well, but it may not be making sense and they may be able to run on and want to run on. And then when you don't let them, they call other shows and call and complain about these shows. Let's, you know, keep it reasonable, keep it succinct, and we're good. This text says, you made me cry when you said that you wondered if mommy wanted some of this stew fish. Oh, but I think I got that before. I don't know why it seems like a new something. Okay. It sounds like a mind that has something to hide. Yeah, that's how it would sound. That's definitely how it would sound. Or who can't defend what he has done or they have done, right? That's how it sounds. I mean, public business is public. So if I'm the public accounts committee, right? And the government decides, well, you know, I'm not going to televise the public accounts committee. Then go do your business on the top public accounts committee. And then bring your business in the House of Assembly when it's time. Find some connection between that, what you did on any bill, and just bring it up, because that's televised, but you're not going to televise the Parliament of the Bahamas. So, you know, that's on one bit of skin of cat. So I wouldn't get caught up. I always think that, you know, Fred Mitchell's language is becoming really, really sharp and somewhat caustic, right? And I think the Free National Movement, the COI and those, should maintain a level of decorum and professionalism. But I think they should also match edge with edge, because, you know, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to allow things to deteriorate to where he is, but I just think that there needs to be a head-to-head with him. I think so. I think that there he ought to be matched, first of all, point for point, and then others ought to take the message to him and them. Same way. Because I'm sorry, his level of civility one would expect of a man like him does not show it. It's not good for our politics. But his points are being made to his GLP audience. Well, somebody need to speak to the counter audience with messages as strong as his portends to be. That's how you have a democracy that's viable. You meet fire with fire. You meet cold with cold, right? So that there's a dynamism in the dialogue. Don't get nasty. Don't get low. Don't get unprofessional. But be strong, and be proactive. Anyway. His text says, yesterday a guest commented that Grand Bahama was doing very well, and anyone saying otherwise doesn't know Grand Bahama. I read a news report about the clinic in East End. The AC has not worked for an entire year. Inside, the clinic is stifling. The article said like 100 degrees. The nurse has stopped coming because the government hasn't paid her gas mileage allowance. This is the government that found $1 million in vouchers days before the election. What is going on? Those are very interesting points. Now, what's the Grand Bahama's economy? Grand Bahama's economy has improved over the last several years. There's no question about that. It has improved. It's anyone who suggests the Grand Bahama's economy has not improved would be defying the evidence, right? It has improved. Now, is there still a significant amount of economic challenge and hardship in Grand Bahama? Of course there is. But it has improved. And you can tell that by any number of metrics, I mean objective metrics. It has improved, right? But if you're trying to sell me on, boy, it's booming and it's blasting and it's really, really good because, that's nonsense talk. The evidence does not support that. Right? And some of the real issues in Grand, you could get on the radio and brag with Grandmama all you want. Grandmama, Grand Lucaya, still sitting up there with nothing being done. Let me explain something to y'all, which is so weird. Y'all recall that MSC signed something with the group name now? But the people named Ubay Ran Lugaya. Anyway, sign some with them. Remember, they did not say that within weeks something would be happening. This was just before election, within weeks. How long has election taken place now? How long? Didn't the same group that bought Grand Lucaya say that within 2 weeks they was coming to start doing demolition works and stuff like that? What was happening down there? Did not the Prime Minister of the Bahamas say that they had mobilized this group down at the airport there? What was happening down there? Let me tell you all something, man. You just come. And we talk about Freeport now. We don't talk about East and Eskimo. Nothing. I don't say no, nothing can happen in the future. Ain't a nothing now. Right? So that's not... You can only fool people about things which they can't verify. Right? People can verify things. I know what he's saying. It won't happen or can't happen. But we know what's happening now. But again, to the point, yes, the economy of Grandmama is better. It is better. But that's no way of saying it is extremely good or very good or maybe even good. This text says, good commentary, Mr. Lang. The Speaker of the House is a bad example, and she is belligerent and arrogant. This text says, Mr. Lang, I am not a PLP supporter, but I am desperate. I desperately want to know why Michael Pinta would rather complain in the House as opposed to taking matters to court or asking for a judicial review. I'm sorry, I can't go through that again. I've spoken to that before. Maybe one day he'll take a matter to court and so forth. But to court? He's gonna ask the court to judicially review whether the speaker could prevent the PAC from being on television. I'm sorry, I don't know, man. I can't take that out. I really can't. I don't know what to tell you about that. I think politicians wasting court's time with too many matters is a bad idea. This text says, on an instance of forgery, can someone decide that they are not going to file charges, or are the police automatically required to charge as a crime against the state? Because a sitting cabinet minister has stated that the signature affixed to $200,000 in legal tender represented as his own and issued by the government is not his signature. Should the police commissioner be investigating this? Wait a minute, what you mean? What you mean? Tell me what you mean. I don't understand. I don't understand. If you commit fraud against someone, they don't have to press charges, do? And if it's brought to the police's attention and those against whom the fraud was committed do not wish to press charges, I don't believe that the police has to charge you. I don't think so at all. Now, if the police catch you in the act of doing something, you could be doing something to somebody and the person say to the police, no, I don't want to press charges. Domestic situations happen, even of abuse. And people say to the police, no, I don't want to do anything. And that's that. It says, Wayne Monroe told him to take the matter to court concerning the appointments of Leslie Sabas. He hasn't. Lincoln Bain urged him to file a judicial review for the election plane crash. He didn't. Why? First of all, it is absolutely foolhardy to take a matter concerning Leslie and Sabas to court. Because if Leslie and Sabas have set up a legal trust, then the legal ownership is the prohibition from being in the cabinet. That's the prohibition. Okay, whether you like it or don't like it, the reality is, in our country, our laws permit a person to separate their legal ownership from beneficial ownership. And that legal ownership means you really and truly legally don't own anything. And if the law says that no one who owns or operates a gambling business can be in the cabinet, well, they don't own and they don't operate. They work in the cabinet now. So what are you going to court about? What are you going to court about? That is so clear. That's a waste of time. Mr. Pintard, don't waste your time. And secondly, if Lincoln Bain believes a crime was committed, why does he need Michael Vick? He is all over the place like a substantial leader of a third party. He's speaking on matters regularly. He's a citizen of the Bahamas. He's a party leader. He could take the matter to court. He could have the judicial review. He could file. And why does Mr. Bain so target Mr. Pintard? Why is he not spending his time talking to the Prime Minister who appointed Sabas and Leslie, the Honorables? Why talk to Mr. Pintard? Mr. Pintard didn't appoint them. Come on, y'all. Let's wake up. Let's wake up. None of that nonsense. This is I, Mr. Lang, Guardian, best talk show host. Mr. Lang, what nonsense is this with a car licensing? It appears you have to pay twice for inspection. Can you explain these, please? I have to confess to you that I have not followed this matter of car licensing. I've heard some of the talk back and forth. So I can't specifically speak to it. I don't know yet what the deal is. Once I do, you will hear from me, but I don't know. Too many other matters were pressing. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Ulang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know.
Lace up, Bahamas, it's time to move. Join the Water and Sewage Corporation's 50th anniversary Fun Run Walk, Saturday, July 4th. Whether you're 12 and under or 60 plus, there's a category for you. Registration is $35 adults, $15 for kids, and the first 150 get free anniversary merch. Registration opens 5 a.m., race time 6 a.m. sharp. Check our social pages for details and to register. 50 years of nation building. The future flows through us. See you at the starting line.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Turn a trip to Burger King Nassau into a galactic adventure with the Mondo and Grogu Whopper combo featuring special shake fries. Whether you're a bounty hunter in training or just here for your way, Burger King Nassau has everything Mandalorian Grogu related you could want. Grab the toys, the mugs, the crowns, and your crew and head on down to BK and celebrate the Mandalorian and Grogu adventure with Burger King Nassau. This is the way.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Progressive Jackpot is on fire at Everybody Wins Live. First, a player won over $20,000 in cash. Then, another player took home over $30,000 in cash. That's more than $50,000 in jackpot winnings already. Now, the jackpot has reset and is growing again. With a minimum $10 bet, you could be eligible for the next big win. Lottery, casino, and sportsbook. Only at Everybody Wins Live, where winnings live.
Mic drop.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325. I think we have a call on the line. I hope you've been waiting a while. If caller still on the line?
Hey, Lang, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for your patience, man. Sorry about that.
No. On your, that closing comment you made on the on the traffic thing. You know, I think it's, you know,
which thing?
It's something that we need to look into. Because, you know, I don't think that we don't do an emissions check on the vehicles in the country. Understand me?
Yeah, okay.
You know, I don't think there is a technician on staff. Okay, because I think, you know, the only time a vehicle has any kind of like physical check is just before it's insured.
I actually think we ought not to be solely relying on road traffic to do these kinds of routine inspections. Yep. Anyway, you can license garages, properly license garages to do that, and you can audit them to make sure that they ain't doing nonsense. But I don't really think that we ought to be holding people up with inspections for road traffic. And include among some of the other things that you're talking about, whether it's about emissions and the like. Yeah.
And the amount in the country presently, I think it's in terms of, I guess, a yearly check, you know? Yes. Anyway, that's a good topic, though.
Thank you, brother. I catch you. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Hi, Mr. Lang. I would like to know, with the Park Committee, I heard Minister Jamal Strawn say that since the House was prorogued, well, it was dissolved, all the bills and questions fell away. I am trying to figure out if the questions wasn't answered in the previous sessions, why aren't they able to come back with those unanswered questions? I thought they always say the government continues. Please help me understand it. Well, what the PAC can't do is say, okay,
We didn't finish this matter on the agenda from last time. So we now want to take it up this time. Because once you dissolve the parliament, all the business and stuff dissolved. That's it. That business of that parliament dissolved. But it isn't necessary to refer to the past parliament. Just raise the issue anew. That's it. Don't do this previous matter. We tried to deal with this. Just say, you know, the government of the Bahamas did X, Y, and Z in 2024. And we are wanting to find out this, that, that, and that. You can do that because government has. But it's not a question of, oh, the matter wasn't answered in the last parliament. That question fell away. That's true. Issue remains. So you just raise the issue. Don't say raise the issue again. Don't say raise the issue as from the previous term. Just raise the issue. That's really the bottom line. And they can't stop you from raising any issue of public finances, notwithstanding, no matter when those finances may have been used. This text says, good day, I love your show, but only could listen to it when home. How can I find it on What's Up YouTube, Facebook? You can find it online. You could just Google search Guardian Radio. As long as you have an internet, Google search Guardian Radio, and you can click that link, and it'll take you right to the show. And whatever show is on at the time, you are able to listen to. So you can do that on your phone. When I'm away, if I'm in China, if I'm in United States, if I'm in South America, that's how I listen to it, so long as I have internet access, okay? We have some other text here. This text says, you would recall, Chivago, that after the story about the $250,000 worth of vouchers given out in Abaco, MP declared that the signature affects those vouchers was not his. Okay. So he says that the signature if that is true, if that was not his signature, if that was not his signature applied to that, okay? And he does not go to the police and report that he or the government does not go to the police and say that his name was fraudulently applied to a government voucher, which should make for a very easy investigation. I mean, well, I can't say easy, but the police certainly have some leads. Who issued the voucher? Mr. Premier Importer. When this voucher was produced, was there a signature on it? No. Who picked up the vouchers? Or yes, there was. Okay. And who picked up the vouchers? If the vouchers didn't have a signature on it when it was, who picked up the vouchers? Well, if you don't know who picked up $200,000 of the government vouchers, you don't know that? What? You produce these vouchers and you don't know? And then if you can find out who picked it up, okay. Well, then you pick it up. Was there a signature? So I'm thinking you must want to get to the bottom of. See, this is what I find interesting, right? How you know? We gotta want to get to the bottom of nonsense, man. Seriously? You gotta want to get to the bottom of it, right? To know your name was fraudulent. First of all, this gentleman's name was fraudulently applied to these vouchers from the general elections. General elections was when May 16th. It's now June 24th. And that gentleman was not protesting that his name was fraudulently applied to vouchers. Now you have double problem. If he's not being truthful, that's a different story. Oh God, that's a different story. If he's being truthful, nobody's trying to figure out how the heck his name and other people's name got to be placed on government vouchers.
This text says the Retired Officers Association is in a fight to get their full pensions. Wayne Monroe, as National Security Minister, had said on Guardian Radio that he was in discussion with the group. When the PM was asked about the issue, he said, was not aware. Wayne Monroe has added that the request was denied and they were told if they have a case, take it to court. Why are we frustrating Bahamians and how are so many financial matters evading the PM and House? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break. You're listening to ZBA Host.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my together through the storm. Whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Let me read this text for you. It says, "Hi, Mr. Lang, so does the speaker have ultimate power, control over the PAC? And what do you make of the voucher on the eve of an election now being shrouded as a relief program?" The speaker doesn't have control over the PAC because she hasn't put any restrictions on the PAC doing its work. The question is, can the PAC meetings be televised, and the speaker has control over the instrumentality of the House. The cameras and those kinds of stuff, because she has administrative responsibility for the House. And so if she doesn't agree to allow the House, the PAC meetings to be televised, then they won't be. So that's what control she has. But the actual work of the PAC, she can't control that. Nobody can control that. And the FNM, the opposition, is the majority on it, right? As to the vouchers, I'm sure it was relief. I'm sure it was the monies going to people in Abaco was a relief for those people. I am sure that is true. But there is no question that the timing of this vouchers is extremely troubling. Extremely troubling. It smacks of partisan political campaigning with public funds. That's what it smacks of. That's what it looks like. There's no question about that. It looks very bad in that regard, right? Much more would have to be done to get more fully briefed on what in fact happened. But you would have to suspend logic to believe that exercise and the exercise of paying for people's light bill and grand key as not being narrow partisan political efforts. You'd have to suspend logic to not believe that and in the absence of evidence to the contrary.
You'd have to believe that. But it is clear that it really doesn't bother too many people or the people who should be bothered by it. Clearly. This text says, "Hi, Mr. Lang. I would like to..." Oh, sorry. I better understand now. Thank you. Yes, you're welcome. Glad to know that. This text says, "Mr. Lang, we need to know which government agency paid the company to print the vouchers. There has to be a name, signature on the check that was used to pay the company." Oh, no. There's no mystery about who paid for the vouchers. There's no mystery there. No mystery there. The Ministry of Finance of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas paid for the vouchers. And so that had to have been approved by the Minister of Finance, then Minister of Finance, Prime Minister, and had to have been secured through the Permanent Secretary and Financial Secretary of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as administrators of the Ministry of Finance. So there's no mystery about who sent the vouchers, who paid for the vouchers. Is how did a candidate for the PLP come to have a signature he now says was not his, that was fraudulently applied to those vouchers? That's the question. We're not troubling ourselves about who paid for the vouchers. We ain't sure why the timing was. We could guess at it. But we're not questioning who paid for the vouchers. We don't need to waste time with that. We know who paid for the vouchers. And you don't need to search for no names. Prime Minister Davis was Minister of Finance. And they have a Financial Secretary and a Permanent Secretary. So we know who paid for the vouchers. I can tell you all something in a minute. I'm going to read these texts and then I'm going to tell you something. Okay. This text says, "Mr. Lang, to be honest, I always like your logic. Your brains is beneficial to us. We really don't want to get or go to the bottom to find out anything as relates to accountability. This is my observation over the years." Okay. Thank you. This text says, "Why do we continue to call ourselves an independent nation? Because we are. Power has been off on Montgomery Avenue, Carmichael Road since 9 p.m. yesterday. Called BPL and they have no clue when the power will be restored. Gas is so high that I can't afford to purchase it for my standby generator, and we're so proud to continue living this way." Well, the things you complain about doesn't have anything to do with being independent. Independence means when you make decisions, you don't have to get permission from anybody to do it, and we do not in this country. We could take account of how other people may react to what we do, but we don't need to get permission from anybody. And the government of Bahamas proved that over and repeatedly. Because I'm sure they do some things, but if you did ask me to do that, I would not have given you permission to do that. So it's not an independence issue. What you're talking about is more a development issue. Why do we say that we are having a transformative energy program? You could say that, you can argue that. Why are we talking about these enormously wonderful transformative things we're doing when we can't keep the lights on? You could talk about that. That's a development issue. The minister responsible for energy says that it is a growing pain issue. The BPL says that it is a matter of irregular configuration born of what is being done with the transmission and distribution network. This text says, "Mr. Lang, there has been a lot of talk over government finances, etc. But no one has put the real questions to the person who was in charge of the government finances the previous 4-5 years. PM, they found money to settle with the former cabinet ministers that were arrested and charged. They found money to pay the police officers that were sent home by the FNM. $141 million was spent on roads and parks, and not one question put to the PM." Now, I think you are dead wrong on that. Dead wrong. But many questions to PM. Many. No. I don't accept that at all. And the cabinet is cabinet. You put a question to a cabinet minister, you put it to the government. And the government, the head of the government is the prime minister. You don't have to call his name. It's his government. That's a mistake we made.
We think that we're talking to Michael Arquidas. We're talking to Sebas Bastiano. We're talking to Wayne Monroe. The government is a government. We have a cabinet government. We have a cabinet government. They all own whatever happens, and the PM is head of the cabinet. So no. Don't say that. That's not true. People have put many questions to PM. Many. This is very unsettling because it appears as though he gets a pass because he's a nice man. Let me tell you all something. There is no question that Prime Minister Davis's personality is his superpower. There's no question about that. You could dismiss it all you want. The FNN could dismiss it all they want. Had he had a different personality, he could have had a different outcome in the election. But his personality is his superpower. It wins him not only his personality, Let me tell you all something. Prime Minister Davis is also a skillful politician. Very keen sense of dealing with people. And he knows. He knows this. Prime Minister Davis, in my observation, knows that there are many people in the Bahamas who are transactional. Fred Mitchell, the chairman of the PLP and the foreign affairs minister, said, and I quote, "This was the most transactional election in the history of the Bahamas." No one questioned what he meant by that. But he is dead right. Dead right. And Prime Minister, not only in his current iteration, but in the course of his life, he has understood the transactional nature of human beings. And he has been able to apply that transactional nature understanding to his dealings with people of all political spheres. And he has been able to cause FNMs, TLPs, DNA, COI, and others to work with him because he's a transactional prime minister. So don't dismiss that he's a nice guy. He does get a pass because of it. He does. But not only that, he gets support because of it and his willingness to transact with just about anyone. And anybody who's going to deal with him must understand that. And so you got to ask the question, what's the kryptonite of a transactional person? That's what you got to ask. So let's say you are an FNM businessman. You're a businessman because you like money. And you are trying to make money. You like your business. You like doing this business. You want to build your legacy for you and your family. So you want to keep doing that. And you know some things you got to work with the government. You have to be with the government. And you have a prime minister who's a transactor. He says, well, you know what I mean? I could help you with that. You could help me with this. Politics makes for funny bedfellows. That's the expression. It says, good afternoon, Lang. Why can't the government find a way to lower our light bills during the summer season? Why do we have to suffer? Show some love, PLP government. Well, we are told by the government that there is a significant reform going on and that reform will result in you, me, and others having more reliable, less expensive electricity. So you just have to wait and see until the fruits of the reform fully bloom, I guess. This text says, good day, beyond protesting in Rawson Square and Parliament Square, what options do we have to show the government our disdain in the country? You could only protest, you can only write, you could only complain, If you feel inclined, you could go to court for judicial review of the matter. You could do that. But at the end of the day, every government and politician knows. They know that the greatest power you have is to vote. That's it. That's the greatest power you have. And only the threat of that going against them might, I can't even say will, might make them change their mind. So I say might because you voted against legalizing gambling and the government still did it. They knew that they were doing something that was not popular with you and they still did it. Because sometimes the government says, I want what I want in my interest and my own little narrow thing of interest and I can do what I can do. Or sometimes it says, you know, this is absolutely good for the country, notwithstanding your protest. I have to proceed with it. You have to make up your mind which one you think it is at any given time. But you can't do nothing but the vote, man. The vote is the thing. Affect their popularity or affect the vote. And the popularity can only be affected in between election. The vote could only be affected at election time. If you want to send them a message midstream, wait till they open up and send them a message then. Tell them anybody associated with this party or the next party, we get rid of all of y'all. You show up with the red, and I don't like you, done. You show up with the yellow, and I don't like you, done. And I'm going to send you a message. You can send a gum. That's what the people in the United States president messages at their midterm elections. And all of them have been rebuffed from time to time. All of them, Clinton, Obama, Trump, everybody. The electorate say, yeah. Oh, you think we support what you're doing? Bam, they send all their people home. Oh, plenty of them. So you could do that too. You could send a message to local government. You didn't come out to vote in the general election, come out to vote in the local government election. Of course, in Nassau, you can't do nothing about that. But send your people in Freeport and Grandma and Abaco and them and tell them, listen, ma, we're trying to send a message. You could do that. But it's only the vote and popularity, my friend. That's it. That's the only thing politicians know. Vote and popularity. So I wanted to tell you this, guys. So let me tell y'all something. Do not think about politics only in binary terms. Okay? So for instance, what I mean by that is this. So the media ask a question. The opposition ask a question. Some citizen ask a question and the government doesn't answer it. And we say, oh, the government ain't answering the question. And so why we can't have an answer? You got an answer. You got an answer. I've said this to y'all before. Do you believe that there is a politician who has something they could tell you that they believe will make them more popular or more popular, who wouldn't tell it to you? I want you all to text me, please. I want somebody to answer me. Do you believe that there is a single FNM, PLP, DNA, COI, independent politician who believes that the youth that is popular with you and they will not say it? They'll say, oh, I know these people can love that, but I can say it. Do you believe that that is true? Please text me and tell me yes or no. And the government know they just created 10,000 jobs. And they ain't gonna tell you. Just funded 600 businesses. And they ain't gonna tell you. Just fixed the finest roads in any constituency you could find. And they ain't gonna tell you. Just gave 700 children scholarships. And they ain't gonna tell you. Just fed 50,000 children in the Bahamas. And they ain't gonna tell you. Just made the best hospital on planet Earth and fixed up the whole hospital. And I ain't gonna tell you. Tell me if you believe that there is a single politician who would have any such positive popular news and wouldn't tell you so. Answer that question and go on someplace with it. Please answer it for me. When you answer, I tell you. Do you know politicians that be in the business of not wanting to speak to the press when they have something good to say? Come looking for the press. get mad with the press if they make a speech in parliament or a speech someplace that says something that they think is popular and then doesn't get covered, and who can get mad with the press? Buddy. Anybody. Who knows? You giving out some nice fancy shoes to children in your constituency, and you don't want the press to know? Anybody? Even new candidates. They just starting out. They start giving bags of peanut. They start giving out housing stock. They start giving out ham and turkey. They want to tell them. They want the world to know. They're all over Facebook. All over Twitter. All over Instagram. Even TikTok. Even WhatsApp. Because they want you to know things that they believe are popular. Don't they? And nobody answer me. Tech says, half out loud, that phrase, his willingness to transact with just about anyone. Well, we're asking a lot of questions about a strange transaction in October 2024. His text says, good day, sir. Transaction bought the election. Ha, 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 ha. I didn't say that. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Chairman of the PLP said that this is the most transactional election in the country. What's a transaction? What's a transaction? What's the definition of a transaction? I didn't say it. Let me tell you what the definition of a transaction is. I can read it for you. Transaction, meaning, is an any agreement, exchange, or business deal between two or more parties where money, goods, or services are exchanged. That's a transaction. I didn't say it was the most transactional election. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Chairman of the PLP said it. And I'm telling you that Prime Minister Davis has been generous to people across the political divide over the course of his lifetime. Lots of people could testify to that. He understands human nature. You do something for me, I like you. I love you. You know, when God was calling Abram, God didn't say, come to me and I shall take you to a land flowing with intellectual heights and illumination. He said, land flowing with milk and honey. Because he knew Abram knew what milk and honey was. And he loved milk and honey. So if a politician isn't telling you something, you already got your answer. Prime Minister, Minister of Finance, Minister, did the government collect $120 million for the Grand Lucaya sale? Don't say nothing. Is the money in the bank? Don't say nothing. You have an answer? Is the government paying Mr. Gardner's legal fees? I'm not going down that rabbit hole, man. We the money is for... You have an answer. You might not like the answer, but you have an answer. Minister X, Y, and Z, any questions and move on? You have an answer. Don't say you didn't get an answer. Of course you got an answer. Because if the answer was delighted to answer, to tell you X, Y, and Z, you would add that answer. If you don't get that answer, then the other answer is an unpopular answer. That's the reality. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. Great show today. It is disheartening that our people fall to this government for things. I wonder if the government can do anything fair and square. Of course I think it can. Of course I think it can. You're right. It's not only people falling for things. People are generally transactional. I told you all on the very first time that I ran in an election. In 1997, one of the first people I ran into, I said, hi, ma'am, I'm the Free National Movement's candidate for the Fort Charlotte constituency. I said, how you doing? This is what she said to me. Charlotte, right here, with these old broke up glasses,
I'm here trying to read something. I saw your glasses break up. I said, well, why don't get them fixed? Charlie, you know they cost $260 to fix. And I didn't tell people I voting for who doing something for me and my children. Just like that. So Mr. Lang, the government will tell you what they are doing if it's good. But they won't tell you the skullduggery they are doing. My point is, if the government or anybody, if any politician is unwilling to answer the question, then you have an answer. And you could guess the worst of the answer. You could. You know, you could guess. I mean, like, you could guess that it's probably not an answer that they think would be popular with you. Now, sometimes you have a right on things, private, confidential, that kind of stuff, to not say anything. That's your business. That's your private business. We're talking about public business now. We talk about public business. There's nothing other than a national security issue which the government should be unwilling to disclose to the Bahamian public. Nothing. Nothing. You're not talking about your private business. People getting in your private business as a minister, your private business as prime minister, your private business as a member of parliament. That's your private business. It's your private business. We're talking about the things you transact in the name of the public. There's nothing, nothing other than a national security matter you should not be willing to say to the public. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shababu Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We have a call on the line? Okay, let's take that call before we go to break. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how are you, sir?
Good, man. And yourself?
Great. I trust that as a nation and the people came in, we are not buying into things and we are saying that this must be the only way or the best way. Right, I believe at some point as a nation and as a people, we have to have something that we are standing on. I'm talking about the people, the electorate, and say, this is where I'm going to stand. And anything that I believe is right and good, not just for me, but for the nation, I'm going to stand on that principle and not say, and not buy into anything that is thrown away and be treated as an outcast. I believe we are going on a path, in my opinion, where we are losing what it is to be Bahamian. You know, we don't buy into anything, and we don't subject ourselves to anything. And it seems as if we are creating a culture where we almost starve persons to want to know, to give them what they're supposed to get. In terms of that is information, passing legislation that will best be in the best interest in moving the country forward. Seems as if that is being compromised on a daily basis, and we are losing what we are on who we are as a Bahamian. We are losing the things that our forefathers fought for. You know, they may not have been perfect, but they know what is right. What is wrong? There was no medium. There was no, I believe this is right or wrong. It is right or it is wrong, and that is what they stood on. And they practiced that long enough until they could see some things and judge it based on the years of their experience and the wisdom they would have encountered along the way. I believe we have been. Hello?
No, I was just saying you're talking such good sense because, you know, people like Milo Butler, A.D. Hanna, and Carlton Francis, and Cecil Wallace Whitfield, and people who stood up and said, no, 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 no.
Yeah, I believe, I know we're going to be tested as a nation and as a people, but we cannot endure the test if we're going to compromise in the middle of the testing. And I believe Gordon will show up in the middle of the test, he's going to show up on the other end and reward us and say, you stood the test. Here's your reward. I believe we are giving up as a people doing so. We are compromising. We got some good Bahamian people. I still believe we are the best nation in the world. I still believe we are the most, in terms of Bahamian people, the most accommodating and trusting people. And I believe we still can stand against anyone in terms of our education, our competence. We got to watch where we are heading where politics is taking us as a nation. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. Well said. Okay, we'll be back after this break, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249-235267.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF. Money at work.
Giant slices, perfectly baked, foldable. Marcos is bringing New York to your neighborhood for just $19.95. Meet the Marcos New Yorker Pizza. Built with Marcos fresh dough, rich sauce, and fresh, never frozen three cheese blend. This is pizza the New York way.
If you can't fold it, is it really New York style?
Go big, fold it, love it. Big slices, big flavor. The New Yorker Pizza. Now at Marcos for $19.95. Order now at Marco's Pizza.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, what's up, man?
Hey, right here, man. What's going on?
I just want to just touch base on the on the text or on some remarks you made about Grandmama with East End Clinic in particular. I visited East End Grandmama. I visited that clinic in High Rock yesterday. My son lives in High Rock. And he is a diabetic. He had an open wound, and I accompanied him to the High Rock Clinic. When you get inside the waiting area, the air conditioning is off. It's not working, so it's hot. You know what I mean? Now, we talk about a diabetic with an open wound, sitting inside a haunted building. You got the security, you got the receptionist, you got the waiting room, you got the, what they call it, the triage center.
You have a recipe for infection.
Right. And this one of those module buildings. So it retained the heat in there. It retained the heat in there. And to make it even worse, it has shutters on the windows, so you can't even open the windows. You could open the windows, but the shutters is blocking the air from coming in. So that text you read about the Atlantic and High Rock, that's 100% true because I was there, I was in the building. The medication, there's no medication inside the pharmacy. So my family member, we had to drive him back to Freeport to get his medication and then bring him back to Freeport. We had to take him to Freeport to get his medication and then bring him back to Freetown Grandmama to bring him back home. Now,
for the
45-minute drive.
See, this is what I find
intriguing about what we do in this country when it comes to governance sometimes. So we get up in the House of Assembly, we go on these platforms, we have these lofty speeches about these tens of millions and millions and millions of dollars that we are spending. And I assure you, my friend, that it wouldn't cost, with $1 million, $2 million, we could surely upgrade the facility there in right? Now contrast that with the millions and millions we brag about that we are spending. And
well, you know, let me just add to this. We met one of the contractors who was working on the air condition, and he said he refused to touch the air condition because they ain't pay him. So he ain't gonna touch it until they pay him. So they owe him money from way back. And until he get the money, he ain't touching it. You know, and the landscaping is growing up. You got love vine growing up all over the hedges. You got prickles growing up through the periwinkle. So when you walking in, you got prickle going all over your shoes. The women dress them getting prickle on the hem. You know what I mean? And furthermore, they got this nice, big, pretty generator in the back. But when the power go off, the generator don't kick in.
We just spent $200 million. To purchase the Grand Bahama Power Company.
Something that we didn't need to do.
$200 million. We just got, we said, $120 million for Grand Bahama. We just parked $700 million in the National Investment Fund. $700 million. Dollars we say is parked today in the National Investment Fund, Grand Bahama, in the way you're telling me this.
Mr. Lang, you be in Freeport. I suggest get a small car, very small car.
Yeah. Well, no, you ain't got to worry about that, my brother. You ain't got to worry about that. I ain't going on there.
You know, and if I could also touch base, you mentioned Grand Bahama. Yes, there was some improvement in Grand Bahama, but Grand Bahama is not back.
First of all, for Grand Bahama to be back, it has to be what it was in the 1990s. Okay, that's the last time Grand Bahama's economy was booming, in the 90s. So you gotta look at the 2000s.
Yeah, and I could safely agree with that because yeah, I could, because ever since we had Hurricane Floyd and Jane and Francis, Grand Bahama being on the decline.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And then after Mr. St. George died, it just took a nosedive. So Grand Bahama is far from being back. The straw markets in Freeport Harbor, they nothing. Port Lucario, nothing. The taxi drivers. The only people who are progressing. The only people in Grand Bahama who are doing well, who are stable, are the people in the industrial sector. That's the only people who the economy don't touch because the industrial sector, that's a whole world by itself.
But you know why, though?
Because government ain't got nothing to do with it.
No, because their clients are international. Their economy doesn't depend on any Bahamian residential district. They sell to people in the world.
So it annoys me when I hear people saying Grand Bahama is back. Back from where? Grand Bahama is far, far, far from being back. Now, you want to take Grand Bahama on the move again? Open up the Alukaya, open up the airport, open up the International Bazaar. Let's see some. You could go in Port Lucario, and if you could count the tourists on one hand, you count plenty. But that's it. If you could count more than 50 tourists in Grand Bahama on any given day, you count plenty.
But that's lofty. You're talking about loftiness. We're talking about things we could do something about right away. I want to repeat. The government said it put $700 million of excess borrowings in the National Investment Fund, and you complaining about no air condition, man can't get paid down there in East Grand Bahama. The government of the Bahamas collected $120 million, it said, from Grand Lucaya sale.
The government of Bahamas says that it's going to make a surplus this year. And 200 something million next year. And 500 million the year after that.
Before I go, let me ask you a question about this gasoline and diesel situation. Gasoline just went to $7.12 in Grand Marmo. Is it possible for government to either remove or reduce VAT on gasoline or reduce taxes just to get the BMN motorists a break? Is that possible? Is that something the government can do, even just for a temporary period?
No, it is possible. It is possible. If the government wanted to do that, it could cut some of its tax on gas. Yeah, it could do that.
Yeah. Okay, I'll hang up and continue to listen.
Yeah, man. Take care, my brother. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Yeah, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
How you doing, Mr. Lack?
I'm right here, man. What's going on?
I really, just was listening to everything you're saying. So let me ask you a question, because you make a good point. With the point with the, I guess, cabinet with the elect from the gaming program, right? These characters. But my my argument really is simple, you know, because my thing is, I'm talking about the shift. Before the gaming industry became legal, it was considered illegal. What I noticed that when it became legal, so all those proceeds that it made that was illegal, it never got confiscated. So it shifted into the illegal now Monday. I guess they put in these trusts. Okay? And so my thing is now, the story behind how it all started with Island Luck, no one have ever asked him, and that's the one question I want him to answer so we could kill all that noise, all the rumors. He knows what the question is. Has Island Luck started with persons who allegedly had and smuggled in? I give him the answer because working man.
But why would one need to ask him that question? Because I mean, that's like kind of out there. You could simply ask him if, or anyone that ask him if his business, he had businesses prior to Island Luck, his involvement in Island Luck. But we know that he was in a gaming business that was illegal. So the question would be, you know, more so, was your fortune built on illegal proceeds? That's what you would, that'd be a question. But why you gotta ask him about drugs and human trafficking and that kind of stuff? I wouldn't go there because I don't see a basis for that. All right? We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, caller.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I didn't hear you say you were calling, talking to you. Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir.
I have 2 points to ask you about. Now, according to this Public Accounts Committee, could it be that the government is afraid of the exposure that may come out, you know, as to how they are actually being accountable for the resources that in their purview to manage? Could that be a major issue?
I say it again.
Okay. Don't you think the government may not want to be held accountable for how the resources are being used?
If the government hasn't used them responsibly, they wouldn't want to be accountable.
Yeah, well, that might be the reason why the Public Accounts Committee is going to be stifled a bit, because I'm being told that if persons are told not to appear before the committee, then they just don't appear.
The former AG told the permanent secretaries in respect to some issue or the other not to respond, not to whatever.
Okay, now I have another question for you. Now, if I were to go to deposit $20,000 right now in the bank, the bank is going to ask me to prove my source of funds. Mm-hmm. Now, suppose I just hypothetically now, because I don't want people to misquote me. Suppose I just rob a bank. I need a lawyer. I need a retainer. Can I use that money that I robbed the bank with to use for my retaining a lawyer?
Technically, no. But if the lawyer accepts it and can pass it through, then there you go. But so technically,
the lawyer could be used to clean my funds.
Absolutely. No question. But that's why lawyers have KYC regulations applied to them too. They have a Know Your Customer regulations. They have to comply with the suspicious reporting, transaction reports, and them kind of things too. So they have a responsibility in law to uphold the law and to obey the law and to follow the law.
So basically, if I'm a criminal lawyer, chances are most of the persons who have committed criminal acts and the
innocent until proven guilty, and then I can't say that you haven't murdered somebody, you haven't raped somebody, you haven't stolen, that every dollar and nickel you have is stolen dollars and nickels. I can't say that. But if I have reasonable cause to believe that the proceeds that you have are from crime, then I have a responsibility as to how I relate and connect with you.
But then if I don't do that, then I can just clean the funds.
Anybody who's prepared to break the law, to break the law can participate in money laundering.
Thank you so much.
All right, my friend. We're going to take a final break. Pay our respects to our sponsors. We'll be back. And then we'll close out.
Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Put more money back in your pocket with a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, we're going.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
We go everywhere. Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back to school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items and stuff. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys long and short pants, school neckties, PE shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back to school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
Wow, it's 35 years already. Where has the time gone? Look at where we have come from. Caribbean Gas would like to say thank you to our valuable customers and our dedicated staff. Let's celebrate this, our 35th anniversary. From June 16th to July 16th, we will celebrate with you. Giveaways, prizes, and surprises. If you spend $50, you are eligible to win a 100-pound cylinder, 50-inch TV, gas stove, AC unit, and much, much more. Visit us on Gladstone Road, Caribbean Gas. It's our 35th anniversary. Let's celebrate!
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to these remaining moments of the show. Thank you again for joining us. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. See how you doing. Hello?
I'm right here, man. I'm right here. And yourself?
Yeah, man, everything cool. Boy, when Dwight said that's the last Wednesday in the month, I said, wow, where the year goes, man? Next week, Wednesday, 6 months of the year, then gone? Wow, that gone in a wink. But what I called you for, Chihuahua, I think it was Monday when you did the show. We were talking about the Manos.
Yes.
Yeah, you so right, man. And that caller, I don't understand what he's saying, but you so right, you right. The utility companies falling off, spend some money. They don't want to spend no money. What happened? You know, because you know Porky, Bernard Porky Dawson very well. You know, I do 15 years with him payment. At least when I first started working in 1981, I started with his trucking company. But what happened? This would happen. When you pave the road 2.5 inches high, the manhole down and there, 2.5 inches down. The utilities companies need to go back to the iron company, to the metal companies, and get some sleeves makeup. They're supposed to measure it and get some sleeves makeup about 2.5 inches. Then you rest them in the hole. You take out that cover, the manhole cover, and they're supposed to rest them in there after they measure it to come up to the height of the road, flush with the road. Right. And then you take the manhole cover and you put it, which it could be smaller than that cycle, so it rests right in there, flush. So the manhole is flush with the road. It happens all around the world. You go in the States, all over the place, in Laifiki, when they pave in there, it all happens the same way. Only over here on these roads, the thing around here, we're getting away with slackness. They got
it's
one in Skyland Lakes, when you're going on the main road in Skyland Lakes. The fellow, the gentleman who was right there, say all night, bring them. People blowing
I'm
up
telling
and
you,
it's, and blowing that.
I'm telling you, it's disgraceful. Disgraceful.
Right. And then another thing, too, with us, too, we the utility companies and the government, they give out private contracts. They don't go and inspect the work. They don't go spray any paving work when I see trenches with getting paid. I wouldn't pay the people. When they come to vice, the government is there. I say, no, sir. You can't get paid for that. Because all that is a paved trench. It's still dropping the government,
but you know, Jessa, this go, man. That's my general boy, my thing. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you just get a contract go around. And then another thing, too, what governments can get, do, to link all of them together to get their work done before they pave the road. Look at Bay Street, up in the area by Commonwealth Bank, where the road just paved. They didn't dig up on the side there already. BTC didn't dig it up on Mano and all something there. Why not get that done before they come over and pave the road? That's all
You know, let me tell you something. I don't, you are going to have patronage in government. Let's be clear. FNM, PLP are going to take care of some generals. That's going to happen. You could bet your bottom dollar that's going to happen. But the generals ought to make the government proud, and the government ought to make sure the generals make them proud instead of doing mediocre work for the baby public.
Right.
I mean, let's be real. Listen, man, I don't have no time to try to fool the public and pretend, everybody. No, you can have some patronage. It's going to happen. But my God, man, people spending the public money, make the people proud, make the government proud, make your own government proud.
Yeah, even
some of these people.
Even like Clay Sweetens ride around the island, and when he see these things and he see these defects, he, as a minister, he's supposed to get down on it and overlook it and find out why this trench was paved like that. Who get paid for that? Who do this work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember one time Ingram going someplace and saw something pass up on my building and came back and asked the Minister of Public Works. He said, you ain't ashamed to see that we passing that every day? Every day you ain't ashamed?
Because it's about to stop with him. He's the leader. He's the top man. The ministers come underneath him. So when they falling off, he's supposed to put them in their place. I agree.
All right, absolutely. My brother, thank you for calling. Thank you. You got the last word. You got the last word today, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Together, through the storm,